Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Yesterday, I took some time to read that little story, and I'm still very glad that I did it, but I would encourage you to look over the scriptures from yesterday. Don't miss all that God wants to give us. He wants His Word, and above all, His body and His blood, to give us the water of life. He wants to give us life, brothers and sisters. He doesn't want us condemned. He doesn't want to see us walking in darkness. He wants to give us the light of life. But we need to feed on Him. We need to drink from Him in order for that to happen. So may you draw closer, both through the Eucharist, through the other sacraments, and through the power of His Word, to do exactly that, to draw near to Him, to put your bucket down in the well and draw up the life-giving water. That's what God wants for you. The first reading today is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 8 to 15. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I answer you. On the day of salvation I help you, and I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people, to restore the land and allow the desolate heritages. Say to the prisoners, come out, to those in darkness, show yourselves. Along the ways they shall find pasture, on every bare height shall their pastures be. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them, for He who pities them leads them and guides them beside springs of water. I will cut a road through all the mountains and make my highways level. See, some shall come from afar, others from the north and the west, and some from the land of Syene. Sing out, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. Break forth into song, you mountains, for the Lord comforts His people and shows mercy to His afflicted. But Zion said, well, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you. Brothers and sisters, please allow that truth to penetrate your heart. I will never forget you. Because sometimes when we're downcast, sometimes when there's great trials coming in on us, it's easy to feel like the Lord has forsaken me, my Lord has forgotten me. If God stopped thinking of you for a split second, you would no longer exist. You would cease to exist. Really. He holds you in the palm of His hand, and He knows you, and He will never forsake you. He weeps over our sins, but He remains there asking us to put our trust in Him. Will you? Psalm 145 says, the Lord is gracious and merciful. He's slow to anger and of great kindness. He's good to all. He's compassionate. He's faithful. He lifts up all who are falling. He raises up all who are bowed down. He is just. He is holy. He is near to all who call upon Him in truth. That's true. It's just that we're so used to all of our information coming to us through our senses. Really, sight, touch, taste, think of all our senses, hearing, think of all the senses and the way they work. That's how we get our information. This information, so to speak, comes by faith, but it's real. In fact, it's even more real than what you can see and taste and touch and feel and smell. Really. It's just that it doesn't come through the senses in the way we're accustomed to. It comes by putting your faith in Him. It's to pass by drinking His precious blood, by feasting on His body, because He's given it to us. Then the doors of our hearts and our minds begin to be open. But if we see the Mass as a performance that we have to endure, God could draw very near and pound on your door and you'd never hear Him. He does cry out to us all the time. He does knock on the door of our hearts. If you're feeding on Him and drinking from Him in the sacraments and in the power of the word, you will be able to recognize his voice and open up your heart. Don't let this line go by. Please don't let it go by without opening your heart to all that God has for you. God dearly, dearly loves us. Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you. And the gospel for today is the gospel that comes from John chapter 5, verses 17 to 30. Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." In other words, whatever the Father does. Jesus is fully obedient to Father all the time. For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. You see, they're so caught up in protecting the glory of the Lord, which is not a bad thing at all. But because it became not the means to adoring God for the Jews, it didn't become the means, they got stuck on it. And they thought, oh, I'm going to be in charge of making everybody keep the law. And the gift turned inward. Do you understand what I mean? The gift turned in on itself. The motive might have been good in the beginning, but it turned in on himself. They didn't really understand that they were servants of God. They weren't leaders and rulers that they made themselves out to be in a religious context. They were servants, humble servants of the Most High God. They forgot that. And so they began to set up their own little kingdoms, so to speak. And they began to pass judgment on everybody who didn't do things the way they thought they should be done. We really have to be careful. And particularly people in authority have to be careful. Do what God asks you to do. Never take it into your own hands. Do what God asks. Do it with a right heart. You are always a servant of God. That mentality is essential. And I say it again, it is essential. Otherwise, you will lead people astray. So the Pharisees are all bent out of shape. He calls God his own Father, making himself equal to God. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing." Do you see, when we're in positions of authority in the church, we can only do what we see the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. So Jesus is seeking to be one with the Father. I don't do anything on my own. I do only what the Father tells me. All of us who have any leadership position anywhere need to heed this. Seriously. And it's not something you can say, okay, I'll just change. No, because it's deep-seated. We want to be in authority. We want to have the power. We want people to do what we want them to do. Even if we think it's a very good thing we're asking of people, where does your authority come from? Where does your power come from? It comes from God. So you go to God, say, help me with this. Show me how to do this. Please lead me in the way you would have me go. And then you're a servant leader, you're a humble leader, and God gladly works through that, gladly. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Three persons, blessed Trinity. If you dishonor one, you dishonor all. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life, and he will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Are you listening for the voice of God? Do you listen to it through Scripture? Do you listen to it through worship? Do you listen to it as you're going about the responsibilities you have in life? I am a daughter of God. I am a son of God. I am a handmaid of the Lord. I do what he asks me to do in any given day. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. Brothers and sisters, I remember, I can't give you the date, but I remember when that line, that verse of Scripture, it didn't just get into my mind, but it went that long journey from the mind into the heart, and it changed me. This is Jesus. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. I do not seek my own will. I seek the will of the one who sent me. If that is Jesus' modus operandi, so to speak, his mode of operation, he does nothing apart from the Father. I do only what the Father tells me, so that the world may know I love the Father. He tells us in John 14, I do only what the Father tells me, so the world may know I love the Father. Obedience is a sign of love. It's one of the highest signs of love there is. It's not just feeling good. It's a willingness to follow. Brothers and sisters, we battle this all the time. I'm not talking about being dependent. I'm talking about being just one with God. It's not like it's God and me. It's God in me and me in God. That's what I'm moving toward. I'm not there yet, but that's what I'm moving toward, so that I want to do what God wants me to do. May you be given that grace, and may you ask for it daily. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.